Stop action! Give me satisfaction!
'Cause we are not-
California. Gotta get you rocking through there. Maybe we could party, baby. Maybe I should make my move on you. What the heck? Everybody in the club band. Everybody wanting band. Everybody in the club band. Everybody, yeah, wants a band. When I see you partying, baby, I will make my dreams come true. It's just a song I'm singing. I'm not singing my song for you. So tell me now. Everybody in the club band.
Thing, man. Use it all, it's for you. Rock it all, use that juice. Tension, I got the juice. Shopping bag, shopping bag, spend your life in a shopping bag. the best around. What? Money don't mean that much to women, that's fine. She needs that thing that I got. And if she ain't satisfied, I can't be bothered. There's others in line. Yeah, yeah. Others in the lies. Ain't nobody nicer.
Yeah, it was the complete album there. But, yep. The Penetrators, King of Basement Rock, courtesy of Fred Records, as released on Rave Up Records, Rome, Italy, back in about 25 years ago or so. We had Jack Lipton lead vocals on side one, and on the flip side, Elliot Spike Kagan lead vocals on side two there. And then Curtis Seals keyboards and drums, backup vocals and lead vocals on the Scandalizer, which you just heard on the last track there. And before that, also the we had Christian Deorbit on Drive Me Crazy there, doing some vocals. So basically, for all intents and purposes, three people in the band. It's a trio. Curtis Seals, drums, keyboards, Elliot Kagan, and tenor sax, keyboards, and drums as well. Jack Lipton, vocals. Yeah, it's part of that. Also, it was reissued on Slovenia Records more recently. This was... Well, you know what? For the price it was, I paid $23.99 for this import. It's a heavy one. Yeah, so $24 for this vinyl. And in 20 years, 26 years, the price has been what? What would it cost now? $40? And that's on the cheap side, I think, 40. I'm pushing 40. 35, 40. So 25. Yeah. Probably 40. Yeah, I'm thinking. Depends. Sometimes it's 60, sometimes. Double albums are like. I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah, anyways. Got my value out of it, that's for sure. Okay. We had there that. We're going to have some new stuff in a bit. Again. Tell you you're listening to Man to the Moon here on CKW with Mr. Mumbles. It's 3:35 in the morning, 3:36 in the morning actually now, July 11th. This is, I'm live in our secret location here downtown University of Winnipeg. It's the first time broadcasting out of here for me.
There you go.
And I just saw the security guard. I was very confused why there was a guy broadcasting live at 3 in the morning. Yeah, it's not the usual thing. I think I'm the only guy doing this after at this time of the clock. At least in the 3 to 6 thing. I don't think anybody does 3 to 6 anymore except me. So there you go. Because nobody's listening except you. I'm doing this for you. Yeah. Sent this folk fest, just some indie folk thing going on here. Sure. Squirrel Flower. Ella Williams is her name. Out of grew up in Massachusetts. There. Master's degree in studio art, gender, women's, and sexuality studies. That's the degree she's got. But signed to Polyvinyl Records. And this and that, and blah, blah, blah. NPR is paste. Paste. That's a magazine, eh? Yeah, that's, you see that. You know, I don't see, you know, over the years, I've always, what was it, when I became music director, it was, we're in the depths, in the heights, rather, depths, well, whatever the hell, it was some extreme, of hipster culture and the chill wave was a big thing, yeah, so we had, blanking out. Neon Indian and the Washed Out, huge, and hipster thing going on. And there was, oh yes, that's what it was. I'm sure I was going to feature it. Not feature. I have a couple of tracks from the early stuff. It blew up the Make Out videotape stuff. Slush Puppy Love and Basketball Kids, I guess. There with Mac DeMarco. That was all that. So that was the snark. There was a snarky Pitchfork thing. Don't hear much about Pitchfork these days. Pitchfork was quite influential. People took it a little too seriously, in my opinion. Yeah. But he had like Paste Magazine now, NPR still a thing. Grill versus Bear, Stereo Gum, The Fader, whatever. I don't know.
rock turtles. I don't have time to read, which is weird. Theory, my role, I just don't have time. Go figure.
Probably a good thing, you know, can't be.
You know, there's so many influences.
Everybody listens to KEXP these days. You know what, when I was trying, I remember, how many years ago was that? A long time ago, there was still dial-up internet. I had dial-up internet when I had internet. I don't even have it dial-up anymore, not anything. But I got sick of it or something. But dial-up internet, they had Real Player and the Real Media Stream. They had Real Player, and they had one of the streams was KEXP. I tried to, I could never get it, get KEXP. So I never bothered with it. I just never, even, I remember more, 15 years ago, I think the last time I tried or something, and it was just
but I could always get WFMU, so they were more my thing.
And of course, locally it was CKW all the time, so and even on FM it was more reliable, so. Yeah, I like the local of it all versus it was KXP had like some millionaire bankrolling it for a while there, so
anyway, this is late night thoughts. Whoop-dee-doo.
Back to music.
Sunday, boy in the yard. to make a mess out of your
So that was completely this time. Radiator Hospital, Wall Between Us from the album Distorting Time. Before that, Squirrel Flower with Reel In from the release Say a Prayer to the Gods of Getting Going. And of course we had before that the Rosevier opening titles from the BAM release on Happy Puppy Records, which I don't know, it was out there on the internet as a free thing, but Lee Rosevier, CBC producer, did a lot of stuff. I think he was in Saskatchewan for a while, and you hear him pop up. He's occasional guest host on Amateur Hour from Kent Davies, because Lee Rosevier was a alumni of CKW many years ago, and he even did was producing an overnight program out of Vancouver on CBC called Radio Sonnet. No, Radio. What the hell is it called? Radio Escapade or something. Yeah, that was like 25 years ago or longer. Long time ago. Yeah, he was there. Been around. But he did a lot of cool stuff. Musically speaking. Did the Clucking Chicken album, or something, I forgot what it was called, the Clucking the Classics, or something like that, and they did, You also had access to all the theme songs for Hockey Night in Canada, all the contests. There's a gazillion people submissions to the CBC, and he had access to those. And we heard a lot of those over the years, too, here on CKW. But anyways, that Lee Rosevier doing opening titles, BAM. You hear the footsteps in the parkade and the gunshots and the, you know, that. Very dramatic. Pretty cool. Anyways, Guilty Razors is one of the other features we're going to have tonight. Before that, the feature, before Lee Rosevier, we had the Penetrators entire album. Now we're going to have from France. I think it was Paris. Are they from Paris? They're from Paris. Yeah. With Stinky Toys. Yeah. 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 It's being reissued on Board and Mad Records, and I've got a copy here for CKW. I asked for this, actually. I was asking about the heat wave over there, and then she's asking me about how there was the weather over here. And they were bantering back and forth about the weather. Go figure. Like how crazy the weather is this year for everybody. Now we're going to have our heat wave. Just talking to the Born Bad Records rep about their record, their heat wave. Anyway, long story. Guilty Razors. Fourth Parisian punk band, along with the Stinky Toys, Metal Urbane, and Asphalt Jungle. And they've only been around for like 3 years, 75 to 78. And we have the complete recordings. According to this. In some reason, a lot of leftist movements demonstrating. There's live musicians, young musicians, influenced by the post-May 68 atmosphere and their favorite bands like the Stooges, the Kinks, and the Who, the Velvet Underground. They said, hey, let's do the rock band thing. And they did that. There you go. You're opening for the Jam. Apparently... I think they sort of dared to damage the Rickenbackers of the Jam somehow. I don't know, whatever. But they performed a final set of the punk festival at the Olympia before the audience destroyed dozens of seats. And apparently ended up getting a contract with the Polydor label for a while there. They had, and I played this quite a few times on this program, I Don't Wanna Be a Rich. The label terminated their contract and they drew all 5,000 copies of that single, I Don't Wanna Be Rich, which had very low sales. Almost all of them were pulped, or ground up rather. We ground up for reground and use them for new records. Only 100 or so records sent to the press escaped destruction. Yeah. Then he went to Madrid for a while there. They finally broke up in 78 in the summer due to ego clashes and drug problems. Yeah. But, there you go. So there was a album called Guilty on 17 Records, 2006. That's the first time there. And then there's compilations, 1978, from Rock From Here to Olympia, a live comp. 2016, there was two tracks from them, Hurts and Noises and I Don't Want to Be Rich, from the Punk 45 comp. Then this one here, the Complete Recordings, 2026, Born Bad. So here it is. Hurtin' Noises, Wake Up, I Don't Want to Be Rich, Terrorist, Bad Hearts, Provocates, Lucifer Sam, Pink Floyd cover there, Happy, exclamation point, So Lazy, I Feel Down, Stupido, Guilty, exclamation point, Caroline Says, a Lou Reed cover, and My Generation, Alive track, and Son of a Gun as well. And that's the 14 songs you will hear. A couple minutes. Actually, we're going to wait before I set it up. Yeah. Here's some Arrow Hagen to get us there.